So we're going to look at the recommended steps for working with historically moderate intensity clients. These folks are considered moderate risk as opposed to low risk because we know from the data that any history of suicidality is still predictive of possible future suicidality. That being said, you'll see here that the recommended steps are almost identical to the steps for working with our low intensity clients. The difference is the screening. So we would use the one page recent screen version to with the client at each session rather than just the two screening questions. Now there is the caveat here that you can use your clinical judgment based on the client's current symptoms and presentation to determine if this is appropriate. So you may, as you have your consultation, to even determine if the client, they should be in the historically moderate intensity category, as mentioned in the previous slide, that would be a time that you can consult with your supervisor or with the treatment team about how you're going to do the screening, what that will look like. So you may opt, for instance, to do the one-page screener every other time and maybe do just the two screening questions each time. Again, this is going to depend on each individual situation for a client that's historically moderate intensity. And then the other steps here are the same as for low intensity. You're going to continue to work with outpatient crisis prevention intervention, which might include one or all of these steps, encouraging family involvement, providing information to the client and family about warning signs to look for, provide emergency contact information, reassessing at that annual treatment plan review, and then of course continuing to assess for changes in risk level, which we do with the screening questions.